We were speaking yesterday about... Hold on. That one's not here yet. Okay. So our limud of Hilchos Lashon Hara, Chofetz Chaim, is L'schus Refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Yishtav Refuah Shleim B'Korev. So Shachay L'Yisrael. Yeah, so... We were discussing yesterday about speaking Lashon Hara about children, and we said that children are Bichlal Amisecho, they're Bichlal Leseidach Rochel Ba'amecho, and therefore it's the same issa to speak, the same halachas that apply to adults apply to children as well. The Chofetz Chaim says that a lot of people think that they're not speaking Lashon Hara about children because they're saying something over, let's say that a father tells another father, a story about a boy who did something bad in the playground. Yeah, but he says, but boys will be boys. That's what they say. Boys will be boys. Children are children. Now, I'm not saying anything bad about him. It's just that's what kids do, right? They steal other people's sandwiches. Yeah, and they steal and they shoplift and they boys do things. Yeah, so if we're saying I'm not really insulting this child, because I'm just telling you over something which he did, which is typical of a child of that age. Says the Chofetz Chaim, but it's 100% Lashon Hara. You've still spoken 100% Lashon Hara about what that child did. Well, you can say the same thing about men will be men. So therefore, a man who does an Aveira. Chvais, you can say men will be men. So a man who does an Aveira, yeah? Chvais, loisinov. He also, men will be men. It does not an excuse, right? Says the Chofetz Chaim, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't take away from the Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim speaks specifically as well about consequences. I know of at least two families in this area where they were not zoicha to have children naturally themselves. They adopted children. In both cases, they were boys. And they had non-stop tzoros from those boys. The boys were wild. The boys were unruly. They were constantly going backwards and forwards in school, etc., etc. And in the end, in one case, the boy went off the derech in Gansen. And in another case, I don't know whether he went off the derech, but the parents have got no contact whatsoever with the child that they adopted, that they brought up. And they went through Gefer Lechazachen. Says the Chofetz Chaim, he mentioned specifically about this, says that if people are talking about it, if people over the chasna table or over the bar mitzvah table or whatever it is, they're all talking, and sometimes they couch their Lashon Hara that they're speaking about, yeah? They couch it in like a compliment, you know, like, oh, they're such wonderful people, look what they're putting up with. I'm saying a compliment to the father and the mother who are putting up with this child, yeah? They go through such terrible sorrows, and he did this last week and that last week, and he got expelled from the school, and he got suspended, and thus he had, etc. Yeah, one story after the other, and they're saying, like, I'm very virtuous, I'm saying what wonderful parents they are. Abul Amaisa, you're speaking Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim says, and that Chofetz Chaim says that such a Lashon Hara can have consequences as well. Because if it gets back to the parents that people are speaking about them, then they might become, especially if they're foster parents and they haven't adopted yet, they might decide, you know, what do I need it for? So therefore they might, he said, as a result of that, he says that a child might lose his home. A foster child might lose the home because people are speaking about it, and the parents are unhappy about that, and they think to themselves, fine, I'll send this one away, I'll find another child. Yeah. So therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, we just got to know all the rules of Lashon Hara and all the rules of Lashon Hara L'Toyeles when it comes to coming home from school, and this child did this to me, and that child did that to me, phoning out the parents, speaking to the teachers, v'chole. The regular halachas apply to a child equally as to an adult.
Start your day at Turaway, Northwest London, Friday, Kof Gimel, 38th day of the Omer, 31st of May, Rabbi Mordechai Weiss, either up or down.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Once again, I'd like to thank organizers for giving me the opportunity and the honor of being part of this wonderful Start Your Day the Torah Way. And the Eibishter Elfim should be able to continue for many, many more years in the Eibishter Self. This week's parasha starts off Em Bechikoyisai Taylaichi Es Mitzvoyisai Tishmiri. If you will walk, Taylaichi is a version of walking, if you will walk in Hashem's ways, Vasisa Moisom. So everyone knows the famous Eirechayim HaKudish, this week's parasha, that tries to figure out where is the solution walking. It should have said, if someone does a mitzvah, what's the solution if someone walks? In Bechikoyisai Taylaichi, since when do we find the solution of walking? And everyone knows this, about 42 pshutim that the Eirechayim HaKudish brings down. I'm not going to go through all 42. And I'm not even sure I'm even going to mention one, because I haven't checked whether my pshat is one of those 42. I'll assume it probably is, but I can't promise you. So the question is, what's the lotion of Teilechi? In Bechikoyisai Teilechi, walking, you should walk in Hashem's ways. The famous Rashi says, In Bechikoyisai Teilechi, Shatiyah, Ameilim, Betoyer, that a person, one has to put in the effort. You can't just, it doesn't just come in easily, you have to put in the effort. Again, where does Rashi take that, and what's Rashi's message here? We are approaching Chag HaShavuos, coming up, Metz Hashem, the Yontov of Shavuos, and the Zman of Matan Torah, Man of Kabbalah Satori. The question is, what practical lessons could we take out from this week's parasha that perhaps could help us through the Yont of Shuas, something practical that we could take out? There's a famous Gemurah in Shabbos that says, the Eden of Kabbalah Satori, the Eden said, Nasa Venishma. And then finally, the Rabbeinu Shalom took the mountain and Kufu Alayim Har Kigigis, and he threatened them, if you're going to be Mekabal the Torah, and if you're not going to be Mekab in the Torah, Shom, Taik, Viraschem, you'll be buried under the mountain. And Toysus famously asks the question, why was it necessary to so-called force the Eden to be Mekab in the Torah? Once they've already accepted it, they already said Nasa Venishma, they already said they want it. If you ask someone to do you a favor and he says he's willing to do it, then you don't go afterwards with a gunshot, with a gun, and force him to do it. He already said he's going to do it anyway. So it's a Toysus famous kasha. There are many, many terutzim how to answer this kasha. Perhaps will suggest another mahalik on Toysus' kasha. There's an interesting Gemurah in Bruches, Taf Lamed Beis, Umad Aleph. The Gemurah in Bruches says, Dalet arbu devurim tzrichim chizik kol yoim. There are four things that one has to strengthen himself every single day. What are those four things? Toire, Tfile, Masim Toivim, and Derech Eretz. Torah, that's learning of the Torah. Tefillah means davening. Masim Tovim means all the mitzvahs that we do. And the final thing is Derech Eretz, which the commentaries say it means business, it means work. One has to strengthen himself in work every single day. First three, I understand. The Gemara is telling us, when it comes to spiritual things, make sure be mechazik yourself every single day. Don't give up. What's this fourth thing on the list? Strengthen yourself to go to the office every single day. Strengthen yourself to go to business every single day. Why is that so important? What's the Gemara trying to tell us here? Perhaps I'd like to suggest the following mahalach. I once saw an interview, or rather listened to an interview. They were interviewing a very, very successful businessman who had a huge, he had managed to build up an empire from a small, tiny little business, and he managed successfully to build a huge, huge business, very, very successful business. And they asked him, could you please share with us your secret to success? Why were you so successful? So he said, if he would have to sum it up in one word, he would say the secret boils down to being proactive as opposed to reactive. And I'll explain what that means. That means is, we have a klal, a person who's a clever person always foresees the future. He says, the generation is evolving so quickly, technology is evolving, the whole world is evolving, the whole world is changing so quickly that the business world has to adapt. You can't go with your primitive ways and stand with a booth outside in a marketplace selling you know, your wares and things, it's just not going to work nowadays. Nowadays, business has to change. Your business strategy has to change. So if until now you had a shop which you're physically selling things, when the whole internet era came out, you had to change and had to adapt to starting to sell online. And slowly but surely, you have to adapt to the generation. And if you're not going to adapt and you're going to keep on continuing to do things, you know, primitively, then you're not going to be successful. You can't continue to run your business the same way you ran your business 20 years ago because things are running completely different nowadays. You no longer have the physical paper that you sign. Everything goes by computer nowadays. Everything goes by email, goes by internet. It's a completely different world. And, you know, he's seeing the future. It seems like the future's a very, very scary future with the AI and all that business. But the businesses have to adapt. You have to face the reality and you have to adapt. So he says he always was a chucham arayis anoyed. He always saw the way it was evolving. And he always was one step ahead of the game. And he always made sure to jump in one step before everyone else. So this way, when all the changes happened, he was already fully prepared for it. Then they ask him a question that says, are you not afraid of competitors? You're not afraid that people are going to copy you, or maybe one of your people who work for you are going to go out and open on their own? She says, I'll tell you a very simple strategy which I do. My strategy is I'm not scared of my competitors. I'm always one step ahead of them. Which means every single morning I wake up in the morning and I sit down with my team and we think, what new thing could we come up, new original idea could we come up to make our business original, to make our customer service better, to make our service better, let's come up with some different solutions how to be, well, and we know for sure in advance that every new idea we're going to come up with, it's not going to take very long till our competitor is going to come up with the same idea. They're going to copy us. There's no question about it. But by the time they implement it, I'll already be one step ahead. I'll already be up to the next idea. And this way, I'm not giving them a chance to be on the same page as me because I'm always one step ahead of them. So I'm always constantly one step ahead of them. So he says, that's my secret to success. My secret to success is I'm proactive. I'm not reactive, I'm proactive. I'm always one step ahead of the game. He said, when it comes to business, there's no such thing, either you're one step ahead of the game or you're pulling behind the game. Either your business is growing or your business is going down. There's no such thing as the business continuing the same every single day, day in, day out for 20 years. There's no such thing. Either the business is going up or the business is going down. The Gemara says, one of them is the Yerichayretz, means that your business needs chizik al yoim. You have to be proactive. You have to constantly come up with new original ideas. You have to be always one step ahead of the game. But obviously the Gemara is just using that as a mushul to teach us on the first three things, which is Torah and Tefillah and Ma'as and Tovim. There's a major, major mistake that people have when it comes to learning Torah. I'm a Elchid, I've already made up my schedule. I wake up every morning, I go to Daven, I come to the start today the Torah way, I listen to a Shir, and I'm perhaps by night to have another Chavrusa, and I do everything I have to do, and it's a routine. It's a routine, day in, day out, I do every single day the exact same thing. Zugenens Chazal, there's no such thing. There's no such thing that you do every single day the same thing, day in, day out. There's no such thing. Either you are going down or you are going up. Either you are growing or you're diminishing. There's no such thing as going up. And when it comes, just like in the business, you have to always be proactive. You have to always come up with new original ideas. You have to challenge yourself. You have to overcome the challenges. You have to stand up to your challenges. You have to use the opportunities. The same thing is when it comes to Torah, and when it comes to Tefillah, and when it comes to Ma'as and Tovim. You have to be proactive, and you have to build. You have to grow. You can't stay the same. You can't stay the same. There's no such thing as staying the same. You're either going up or you're going down. And the same thing applies to when it comes to Siyum Hara, running away from the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara doesn't sit still. We all know the famous Loshim from the Chayyuv Savuvus. It says, "Ato Yushan Loivehi Ayloch." You are sleeping for him, and he is awake. He is constantly coming up with new things. Gemara says, "Yitzre Sheruda Mischadashu Bechal Yoim." The Yitzhara, every single day, he comes up with new original ideas. And if you're going to stay the same, it's going to take no time until he's going to catch up with you, and that will be the end of you. You have to always be one step ahead of the Yitzhara, so he shouldn't be able to catch up with you. This is Yitzre. This is when it comes to Simera. And the truth is, this question is a very frightening question. But this is a question that if every individual here would ask this question, he may not be very happy with the answer that he would get, but I can tell you what the answer will be. If every person in this room, including myself, would ask the question, let's compare the stage where I'm up to now to 10 years ago. I want to compare where I'm up to in, let's say, for example, in Torah, my commitment to learning. Is my commitment to learning now the same as it was 10 years ago or not? The answer will be one of two answers, guaranteed. Either it's better or it's worse. Definitely not the same, guaranteed. Is my commitment, my relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom when it comes to tefillah, is it the same that it was 10 years ago? The answer will be either it's a lot stronger or it's unfortunately a lot weaker. Definitely not the same. No, it's not, impossible to be the same. Is my commitment to mitzvahs, is my commitment to the real relationship, is my relationship with my family, with my kids, with my friends, is it the same as it was 10 years ago? Either it's better or it's worse. Definitely not the same. Chazal HaKadoshim say, Tzrichim Chizek Kol Yom, means that you cannot continue the same day in, day out. You're either going up or you're going down. I always say, I view it like it's an escalator. You know, you go to the airport, there's an escalator that goes down from one floor to the other. Let's imagine for a moment, you're standing on the escalator, and it was still, for some reason it wasn't working, was out of order, and you're standing on it, and all of a sudden, you switched it on, and you feel yourself going down, and you weren't planning on going down, you were planning on staying up, or you're planning on going to the next floor, and all of a sudden you feel yourself going down and down and down. What do? Very simple, someone is strong, you turn around and you run up the stairs, you run up all the stairs quickly, so you can go quicker than the escalator, so the escalator is going down very, very slowly, but you're going quicker than him, and you're able to come up. That is the exact same. We are all standing on an escalator. The escalator is slowly but surely going down. Without doing anything, you don't have to do anything, it is going down. Now, you have two choices. Either you stay standing still, in which case, in no time, you will find yourself all the way at the bottom. That's one choice. The other choice is simply to turn around and start climbing the stairs. You climb and you climb and you climb and climb. And in no time, you will find yourself up exactly where you want to be. Now, why did Hashem do this? Why did Hashem not make it? He could have just made that. We should all be, just stay the same. Why should the escalator go down? And the answers, there are many answers to this question. One simple answer is, because it's very different to something which someone worked to achieve, to something which he was just given. If you have to climb the stairs to achieve and to work on yourself, then you're actually acquiring it. It becomes yours. It's your kinyan. You actually acquire this madrega. So when you have to climb the stairs to do something, then you have to work, put in the effort, it becomes yours. That could be one reason. A second reason, that's a simple reason, is because Hashem doesn't want you to stay on the same level. He wants you to grow. He wants you to go to the next level. So by making the escalator go down, and by forcing you to have to start climbing the stairs, then you are getting used to climbing the stairs, then you don't stop there, you continue climbing. And when you continue climbing, there's no end to where you could climb, and you could achieve new heights and new places where you never even thought you could get there. So that's why Hashem does it. He makes the escalator go down, and he forces the person to turn around until he starts climbing the stairs, and then he continues to climb. That could be a second reason. Third reason could be, that when a person has to challenge himself, that keeps him young, it keeps him fresh, and it's actually a skill for Yichus Yomim. It could keep the person, it could help the person live long. The famous story with the Heilige Koshin Samagit, as it's known, he was a very, very weak person. He was born very, very weak. He was a very frail and weak person physically in his entire life. But he lived a very, very long life. I think he passed away in his mid-90s. His kids once asked him, what is your secret to, how do you say, longevity?
Longevity.
To longevity, why was he able to be loyal to Shariqa Sumabashunim? He said, I'll tell you one thing. That was my secret. He says, my entire life, I constantly challenge myself to get to the next level. Once I hit the next level, I challenge myself to climb even one more level. So my entire life was constantly challenging myself and constantly climbing, and that was my secret to longevity. That was my secret to Arika Sumabashunim. So that could be a third reason why Hashem wants us to live long. He wants us to have an enjoyable life, a meaningful life. So he challenges us. He makes the escalator go down. So this way we'll be forced to challenge ourselves and to grow. And this way we'll live long lives to self. The famous Surah of Gnushim say, Yemaya Sfira, we are now in the middle of the days of the counting of the Sfira. Shtayt Surah, the same thing. Pesach, we're all the way out there on the floor. We're on the high floor, on the top floor. And then when it comes the beginning of the Yemaya Sfira, the counting days, we all of a sudden find out the escalator down, all the way down below. And every single day we have to climb another step closer until we get back to where we previously were. And obviously the point is that we should continue climbing and not stop where we are and continue to keep on growing. Perhaps you could suggest that this was the answer to Tosis' question. Tosis took a great question. Why was it necessary to take the Mount Sinai and to force it upon Klal Yisrael and to force them to be Mekabel the Torah once already said Na'aseh v'Nishma? Perhaps the answer is very simple. Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh v'Nishma. They're now going to be given the Torah, Tayrag Mitzvah, such a huge Torah. Klal Yisrael said, we're willing to take it. We're willing to be Mekayim every single Mitzvah. But we're willing to do it in a way that we should be able to set down our schedule and get used to it. And we have a klal, a hergel nasa teva. Once you get used to something, it becomes part of your nature. It becomes like second nature. We'll get used to learning, davening, do everything we have to do. It'll become easy. And this way, we'll continue doing it day in, day out. We'll do every single mitzvah. We want it to continue. Rabbi Nashalim said, it doesn't work that way. Torah is not going to be an easy thing. You're going to have to put in the effort. You're always constantly going to be on the escalator, which is moving downwards. You're going to always constantly going to have to put in the effort to continue to grow. Just like when you try to climb a mountain and go to Everest. Beautiful, big, huge mountain. I want to get to the top. I don't want to put in the effort. I want to stand in one place. And if I get there, I get there. There's no such thing. He showed them a mountain. He says, just like when you want to climb the mountain, you can't get to the top of the mountain without putting in the effort. If you want to be Mekabel the Torah, you have to be willing to put in the effort. Because if you're not going to put in the effort, you're going to stand still. You're going to be reactive. You're going to find yourself all of a sudden continuing to go down and down and down. Shom tahayk v'irastcham. You're going to be buried there because you're going to continue to go down. The only way to stay on top of the game is to be proactive, to grow, to go ahead, to put in the effort, and to climb the mountain. That's the only way to do it. In b'chikoyis ha'talaychi, zugin chazal ha'kdoishim, in b'chikoyis ha'talaychi, halushim fin halichi. Especially the Torah Gdoish especially used this expression of walking. Because when it comes to ruchnias, when it comes to doing mitzvahs, there's no such thing as standing still. You have to walk. If you don't walk, you find yourself all the way down below. In b'chikoyis ha'talaychi, shati zogdrashi shati ha'mailim. You have to put in the effort. And the Torah doesn't necessarily just mean Torah. It means mitzvahs. It means your relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, your relationship with the family. It means doing tzedakah, helping out other people, being nice to other people. It means all these things. All these things, there's no such thing as staying the same. You have to put in the effort. And if you don't put in the effort, then you all of a sudden find yourself all the way down below. When it comes to Chag HaShavuos, it's the Zman of Matan Torah. It is a time, that every single year, that happens again, all of a sudden, the whole Ma'amad HaSina happens all over again, and the Rebbeinu Shalom asks us, do you want to be Mekabel the Torah? And every single year, anew, we are Mekabel the Torah. The way to be Mekabel the Torah is, like they did at the time of Aksina, like we said before, from Kufalayim HaKigigis. It's not enough to say, Hashem, I'm going to continue, I'll do all the mitzvahs. That's not enough. You have to accept upon yourself and be willing, I'm willing to put in the effort. I'm willing to understand that if I don't put in the effort, I'll find myself down below. I'm willing to put in the effort to continue to grow, to be proactive, to come up with new solutions, come up with new ways how to strengthen myself and to be mechazik myself. The Abu Dvurim Tzrichim Chizik Kol Yoim, the Torah, the Tefillah, the Masam Toivim. I'm willing to do that. And the first step to do that is to ask yourself this most frightening question that we mentioned before. How am I compared to a year ago? How is my commitment to Torah compared to a year ago? Is it better or is it worse? How is my relationship with davening compared to a year ago? Is it better or is it worse? How is my relationship with my family compared to a year ago? Is it better or is it worse? And all these questions you have to ask yourself. If the answer is it's better, then continue doing it and continue growing, continue expanding, continue coming up with new solutions, new ways. And if unfortunately the answer is that it's worse than a year ago, then definitely have to stop and make a U-turn and try and figure out ways how to solve this problem that you should be able to continue to grow and chalil v'chas not to go down. That is the practical thing that we have to take out for the Yontov of Shavuos. Finish off with a Moridiga story. And it's a story which is a very inspiring story which brings out this message in a very strong way. We all remember, everyone has those moments in life that no one could forget. Everyone will remember exactly where they were when they heard about the Simchas Torah attack, 7th of October. Everyone here will remember exactly where they were standing the moment they heard about the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers. And one of those moments is everyone here in this room will remember exactly where he was standing when he heard about Nebuchadnezzar. Unfortunately, the tragedy in Iran, 2021, Tufshin Pei Aleph,
most horrific tragedy, and number 45 Yiddish and Neshumas were taken away in Iran on Lag BaOmer. Everyone will remember that. Those of the moments will never forget. I remember at the time, we were going through, seeing the pictures and the names. Unfortunately, Nebuch was so heartbreaking to see. There was one picture that caught my attention of a person who unfortunately Nebuch gave back his Neshumas. His name was Shragi Gestetner. That was the name of the person. Now, what caught my attention was the fact that he didn't look like a yeshiva man necessarily. He wasn't like, you know, was obviously clearly a balbus, a working person. But there was something about his face. There's some glow that came out of his face that I couldn't put my finger on it. What was it that there was something glowing from the person's face? And I decided I have to find out what's behind this person. After doing some research, it turned out a fascinating story, and I think it was a very, very, very inspiring story. This Shragi Gestetner grew up, and as the saying goes, no one is born with all talents, and no one is born without any talents. He was gebenched with a very good talent of singing. He had a beautiful, stunning voice. He was able to sing beautifully. But unfortunately, when it came to learning, that wasn't his strong point, and he found it very difficult to learn. He couldn't find it very, very difficult to learn. And as we all know, a child who has difficulty learning doesn't usually do very well in school, and doesn't usually do very well in yeshiva. And he went through a very rough childhood. He went through a very rough childhood, finally he got married, and of course after he had to find a career, he had to find a way of supporting his family, so he went into the singing business. He had a talent of singing, and he was extremely successful. He became, in no time at all, he became a star. He became a star singer. He became a celebrity. He became a famous singer, famous person. He gave out albums, sang the chasnas. He was one of the most sought after singers. And it continued for some years. And then, at some point, it was 1 year before Rosh Hashanah. It was 2013, 2014, if I'm not sure exactly the exact year. All of a sudden, he was thinking to himself about this thing that we thought about now. He says, every person is either moving up or moving down. And he thought to himself, is my career, my singing career, pulling me up, or is it pulling me down? And the answer he got wasn't the answer he was expecting, and he felt that it's pulling him in the wrong direction. It's pulling him down. So he decided then and there, that's it. He's going to change his career. He's going to drop everything he built up until now, and he's starting a new career. He felt this is pulling him down. It's not bringing him closer to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it's pulling him down. And he says, for someone who came to that level of success, to that level of being such a celebrity, being such a famous person, to drop everything like a hot potato is one of the most difficult things. Imagine going from one day from being one of the most famous people to go down and become a nobody, become a regular human being. It was a very, very, very difficult decision. And it was a Rosh Hashanah that year that he davened to Hashem, and he davened the longest Shemoneh Esrei in his life. And he said, Hashem, please help me. I need the help. I'm not going to be able to do this on my own. And he says, Rebbeinu Shlomo, besides that, I need a way of supporting my family. And if I'm no longer going to be a singer, I'll have to find a new way of supporting my family. So please help me find a way of supporting my family. And he accepted upon himself that he's going to start learning every single day, which he hadn't done until then. Of course, he couldn't learn Gemara. He said, I'm going to learn Sefer Kitzur Shulchan Aruch a half an hour every single day. Every single day, a half an hour, Sefer Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Chok V'Leyaveh. Every single day, come what may, he's going to be mekabel upon himself. He still had no idea what he was going to do as a job. The next night, it was the second night of Rosh Hashanah, he had a dream. In his dream, he says he saw a bedroom with some interesting wall panels, decorative wall panels that they put up behind the bed. It was a very interesting. And he thought to himself, you know, perhaps it's a message of Hashem that he should go into that business, he should go into the field of wall panels. So he did some research after Yom Tov, and he found out that there's no... That particular idea, no one has ever thought of before. No one else does it before. So he decided that maybe it's a message from Hashem. He traveled down to China, and he made a sample of this thing that he was, this idea that they showed him in his dream. And he came back with the sample, but now, of course, he has to find a partner, someone who's willing to put the money in. He had no money to put the money in to try and build up this business. And it went another week. He couldn't find anyone to help him in this business. One day he davened to Hashem and says, Hashem, please, please, I need your help. I can't manage on my own. If I'm not going to be able to do this, then I'll have to go back to become a singer, and I know it's not going to be good for my spirituality. He comes out of shul that day and he meets a person, an old friend called Chaim. And he tells Chaim, you know, they catch up in life, and he tells him this new idea they thought of, something they could do in China. And Chaim said, you know what, I'm willing to partner with you. And of course they jumped in, they set up this business. And like always, you have the growing pains. In the beginning it took a long time till they managed to take off. But slowly but surely, it started taking off. And the more he committed himself to his learning, the more success he started seeing in his business. At some point, he went to his Rebbe and he says, I feel that I'm ready for the next challenge. I'm ready learning half an hour a day. I feel it's time to go further. So the Rebbe says, how about accepting upon yourself 2 hours every single day? 2 hours learning every single day. He says, Rebbe, how could I do that? There's so many days, Purim, Pesach, all these difficult days. So he went through the calendar, they made a cheshbon every single day, how they're able to fit in 2 hours a day, and he committed. He committed to 2 hours. Now, go try and learn Kitzur Shachnuri for 2 hours a day. It may be a little bit difficult. Rabbi Yanki is able to learn Sefer Chofetz Chaim for 5 minutes. Yeah, you manage, but try learning Chofetz Chaim 2 hours. It'll be difficult. He says he tried doing it, it wasn't going. He decided he has to start learning Gemurah, but he didn't know how to learn Gemurah. He never learned Gemurah in his life. He says it was that year, it was that Simchas Torah, the place where he was davening, they finished very, very late. It was said after all that kofas, after eating the meal, it was 4 o'clock in the morning. He had only learned half an hour that day. He still had 1.5 hours to go. He came into shul. It says in that place that they have the meeting, they stay up all night. The whole place, the shul was packed. He came in. There was an old childhood friend sitting there by open Gemara. He went over to him and said, please, do you want to learn with me? He says, I'm waiting for my chavrusa. He's about to rise. It's coming in another 5 minutes. He says, please, at least for five minutes. Let them for at least for 5 minutes. So he he says, for 5 minutes. Go on, let's start. So he sits down. But he says, I've never learned Gemurah. You have to teach me the basics of Gemurah. He says, okay, I'll teach you. It happened to have been a gadot to Gemurah, not the more the easier Gemurah. So it was a very interesting Gemurah. And Mashiach is going to come, and all the goyim are going to come to Hashem. It was a whole interesting Gemurah. And he turns to his friend. He says, This is Gemara. I always was so afraid of Gemara. I thought it was such a scary thing. It's such a beautiful thing, beautiful stories. So friend said, listen, I can't promise you that every single Gemara is as easy as this. This is more like, you know, the dessert, as you call it. It's the Agadat Gemara, but it's still the Gemara's Geschmack. So that was the beginning of the Chavrusa Shaft, and then it continued on. And he says, please, let's make a Chavrusa every single morning. Every single morning, he used to wake up. The one day he woke him up, other day he woke him up. He says, the Chavrusa says sometimes, he woke up 20 minutes late, he had 20 missed calls from his chavrusa, from this shragi gestetten. He had this trademark message, he used to put in the message on his WhatsApp, and he used to sing the nigging of the Gemurah. Oh, my rabbi, oh, my, he used to sing the Gemurah. That was a way of waking up his friend. And it continued. He says, they went through every single line in the Masechtas of Edazuri. He says, it was difficult. Some Gemurahs he couldn't understand. He says, I'm not willing to go to the next line until I understand the previous Gemurah. And he says, sometimes his chavrusa had to go over 10 times and try to explain it in different ways until he finally conquered it. He says, this was chakvul yav, 2 hours every single day. His partner said that the more he was committed to learning, the more the business was successful. So there was one time they were in Las Vegas. They went there for doing all the shows. They were in Las Vegas. They spent the entire Friday setting up a booth. He says, finally, when it came Shabbos, they went, they ate the meal. It was very late. It was in the summer. They came back 1 o'clock in the morning after finishing the meal. And Shragi turns to his partner and says, I've already learned a whole hour in the morning, another quarter of an hour, and still got another 45 minutes to go. He was whacked. He couldn't even keep his eyes open. He says, I'm not going to sleep until I finish my 2 hours. He put himself, sat down by the table. His chavrusa, of course, went to sleep. His partner wakes up the next morning, and there Shragi is sitting by the table with his head down on the gemurah. He wakes up and he says, the entire night, every few minutes, I dozed off. I woke up again. I learned for another 5 minutes. I dozed off again. He says, I made my 45 minutes. I made my 45 minutes, but he was up the entire night. He says, the next time, he says, the business was at the time was very successful. He went to his Rebbe, he says, he's ready for the next challenge. His Rebbe says, how about putting in another half an hour, Mishnayos, in your office, every single midday, in the height of the work, stop everything, drop everything, a half an hour Mishnayos every single day. They started doing that. The entire office used to learn every single day. They stopped everything they were doing, a half an hour, committed Chag V'Leyav. They were in China. They were in all these places doing shows. They left the middle of the meeting. We have our half an hour, 1 o'clock. We have to learn a half an hour Mishnayos, Chag V'Leyav. It says, that's the way he made the CM. When he finished Mishnayos of Edazuri, he invited all of his friends. And he invited them over. He says, now he finally started living. He started living and he says, now he knows what it means to live. He never knew until now what it means to live. And he was so happy that he was able to overcome. that was Shaggy, and that was, he was one of the 45 people who went that year to Meiran. He called his friend, he was by the Mamad at Lukent all the time when they're lighting the bonfire, and he was there when they said Shema Yisrael, he was there when they said Hashem Yadakim, and a few minutes later he returned his neshome to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He was an inspiration. He was someone, when he passed away, it made waves. They made a video of his life, and it, many, many people were inspired that if he was able to do it, then everyone's able to do it. But that is showing someone who stopped and he asked himself this question: where am I compared to 10 years ago? Am I better, or am I going up, or am I going down? And when he saw that he was going down, not up, he changed everything, he dropped everything, and he continued growing. This is what we have to do. When we want to be Mekabel HaTorah, we have to accept upon ourselves, from now on, we are going to start climbing the mountain. We are going to climb the har. We are not going to be Shom Taik Viras, we're going to climb the har, and we're going to achieve new heights and get to new places where we never even knew was possible. And we're always going to be proactive and not reactive. And with that, Be'ezus Hashem will be zeuched to be Mekabel HaTorah the way we should.
Amen. Thank you.